It's 7:18, close enough to 7:20 on a Tuesday morning when we check in with Dennis Whittingham from Precision Tune Auto Care, which sponsors this portion of the program. Good morning, Dennis. How are you doing?
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Alec.
Good morning.
I hope everybody's, we're all together here and all roll calls been made and everybody's ready to roll on. Well, you said, before we began our official conversation here that the month of October is National Car Care Month. So that gives you a lot of platforms to stand on.
That's right. Well, for the next few weeks, we're going to focus on some of the things. The car care months, we have one in April for the spring and then another one in October for the fall. And basically, they're to prepare your motor vehicles for getting ready for the seasonal change that we go in. The different seasons have put different stresses on motor vehicles, and it's important to make sure that your car, truck, or SUV is ready for these things. And a lot of it is just basic maintenance, but depending on the season that you're going into, you have to focus on different aspects to make sure that, that they're up to snuff. Like for instance, we're going into winter. We've had a little bit of an early introduction to it already.
Yeah.
But it's going to get a lot worse, and we want to make sure our cars and trucks are prepared. I'm going to start going through some of the basics, and one of the things I want to talk about first this week are oil changes.
Mm-hmm.
I know people get tired of hearing me talk about oil changes. But if you were in my position and saw as many major engine repairs that we have to do because folks neglected their oil, you'd feel the way I do. It's excuse me.
No fog this morning.
Yeah, there's fog settled in my throat. it's one of the least expensive and the most significant services that you can have done to your car. And they're part of, other than just changing the engine oil and filter, the other thing is it gives a technician the opportunity to look at all the other aspects of the engine operation to make sure that your filters are clean, that your belts are in good shape, hoses, or there's no hoses bulging or on, showing signs of failure. So it gives them an opportunity, and anything else they may spot that would affect your car's running. And it gives you an opportunity. They, and you know, lots of times, regrettably, when the oil industry started a lot of standalone oil change places, they had a reputation of trying to sell folks a lot of stuff. And that kind of lingers on sometimes. That people, when we make recommendations to them, they take the attitude, oh, well, they're just trying to sell me stuff. We're not trying to sell you anything. We let you know what we found, and it's totally up to you. The decisions is up to you. We, you know, we'd be glad to bow to your decision one way or the other. But it will either give you a reminder that these things need to be done or go ahead and take care of them for you. Either way you decide to proceed.
Well, you've got mountains of data to back up the fact that really changing your oil is almost a lifeline necessity.
And you know, I've seen recently a few articles pop up here and there that people are again advocating longer intervals than 3,000 miles. And folks, I've been in this business for 30 years. I've owned automobiles a lot longer than that. And one of the things we put a lot of miles on our cars, but one of the things we've always religiously done is change that oil every 30,000 miles. And as you said, statistics prove that this will expand the life of your automobile by just doing this simple thing.
Mm-hmm. So simple, and yet it seems so profound to so many people too. Just you know, set a little reminder on your phone or whatever, you know.
And what about the rotating of the tires, Dennis? Because I, as a young car owner, I never rotated my tires. And as an older person, I go, you know what? It's only a few dollars more just to have them do that. And what are your thoughts on that?
Well, the recommendation on tire rotation is 10,000 miles. So we try to keep track of that, and every third oil change that you do, then we'll recommend that you have your tires rotated at the same time. And, you know, tires are another thing on automobiles. They've gotten crazy expensive.
Oh, yeah.
And you definitely want them to last. So here again, a very inexpensive service that you can have done that's going to really expand the life of those tires, and plus make sure you have a better ride in your vehicle. So
I was doing it every time.
Yeah. Well, 10,000 miles is
okay.
And lots of people, lots of very fastidious, that word.
Yeah. Particular
people. Do it every time they have an oil change. And so we don't necessarily advocate that, but every 10,000 miles, it's time to get it done. And here again, it gives us an opportunity to inspect your brakes, your suspension on your car, to see if there's any trouble spots showing up there. So,
sounds good. Dennis Whittingham, of course, urging us to make sure that we maintain a rigid oil change schedule so we can keep our vehicles running better, too. Precision Tune Auto Care is your store. Dennis, tell us about it.
And one of the things I want to say, you know, once we get you in our system, we will send you a reminder card when we estimate that your next oil change will do.
Hmm.
So it kind of helps you remember to get it done. So anyway, we're at 1705 West State of Franklin Road, right there off the campus of East Tennessee State University. We're there 8 to 6 Monday through Friday and 8 to 4 on Saturday. You don't need an appointment. You can stop by any time. But if you'd like to make an appointment or have a question for us, feel free to give us a call. Our telephone number is 926-9500.
Talk to you next week, Dennis.
Everybody be safe this morning.